Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from New Orleans to Memphis, Iceland to Costa Rica. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this absolutely gorgeous, beautiful fall day here in the studio. In Los Angeles.
Isn't that fantastic, Mark? I know it's like you just said, it's another glorious morning. However, if the show was taking place yesterday, we came across something we haven't had to deal with here in probably about 6 months to longer.
How about that?
Rain.
And I got to say, when I heard it in the middle of the night, Sunday night, Monday morning, I'm thinking, wow.
Were you panicking?
I'm thinking, this is great, because I was going to have the sprinklers go the next day, because, you know, we could only do the sprinklers 3 days a week now. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have the sprinklers go. And then when this downpour started, this deluge of water, I'm thinking, all right, I saved some water in the water bill.
I mean, it wasn't pouring, but it was coming up for a long period of time.
Yeah. Hours.
And I love sleeping when you hear the pitter-patter of the water.
This is nice.
Got up yesterday morning, and it was all wet,
yeah.
Grass. I felt the same thing about
it. Crazy thing about it, and of course it had to be the night before, the day before I washed my Stacy's car. And, you know, I always hate it when it rains the day after you wash your car. If you bring it into a car wash, it's one thing, because you got the 24 hours you can come back and get it washed for free.
That's funny you say that, because it was a little cloudy for us on Sunday, and I was going to have Carrie's car brought in to do the car wash because it much needs it, right? But driving past the car wash about 10:30 on Sunday morning, I saw one car there, and I thought, everybody been so. And you're right about the rain check, no doubt about that. But I saw one car in there. I've never seen, like, it's not like it was all dark and gloomy.
No,
I mean, there was a couple of clouds in the distance. But that being said, woke up yesterday morning with the rain. I thought, oh, this is cool.
When I heard the report,
because when you get the rain check, I've never got the rain check, but don't you have to use it within like 2 days?
It actually might even just be 24 hours.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have been able to get it done yesterday anyhow.
No,
but.
No.
Anyhow, it was nice to get the rain. It's funny. It was raining on Sunday evening, early yesterday morning, and then we're supposed to have downtown by Thursday 100-degree temperatures.
Right.
That's crazy.
And record-breaking. I think we're going to have record-breaking temperatures for this time of the year, 90, 100 degrees, which is, like I said, it's record-breaking.
I mean, we're almost into November. I know October is
traditionally a warm month.
Anyhow, lots on the docket today, lots to talk about. It's been a couple weeks since we were in studio last, traveling, events, and so forth and what have you. But let's start the show off, Mark, like we do every Tuesday.
Oh, good. I hope we got some good ones.
Let's just say not every Tuesday. Now it's every time we're in the studio with our happy birthday greetings. And we got some interesting ones here, Mark.
Great.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. I'd say he's 22.
You know him from
The Hollywood Musical, right?
High School Musical. Which, by the way, did you see the Today Show this morning?
I did not. I saw parts of it.
Holiday Inn, new Broadway show.
Holiday Inn, new bro. You're talking about like Holiday Inn, the Bing Crosby movie?
Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire. And you know who's the star? You'll never guess. But it's
Zac Efron.
No, but it's his counterpart from the Hollywood musicals.
Oh, Blue.
We met him.
Blue. Corbin Blue?
Yeah.
Corbin Blue.
Yeah.
Corbin Blue.
Yeah. So,
wait a minute. He's in it? What role is he playing?
He's that's funny because they had a whole performance. He plays the Bing Crosby role. And they're going with
Bing Crosby role. Wow.
And they're going with a Zero playing Ted, Fred Astaire.
Well, I'm glad it's out. I'm glad, and this, you're saying it's on Broadway?
Yeah, it's on Broadway. It's just starting. I would love to see that next time I'm there. And hopefully, Zac Efron, you said 28. He's 20. Who might that be?
I don't know.
He's 28. He's 28.
20, really? Because I said 22.
Yeah.
But I guess when you think, because wait a minute, because High School Musical was how many years ago?
Oh, 10, 11.
Oh, that long ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah. And he's cranking at the movies. He's got to be one of the busiest guys in Hollywood right now.
But his movies don't make any money. Nobody goes, I guess he was in that Neighbors, right?
Yeah, two of them. Mm. So those make money. The Intern, 28. FaZe is 22 today, Mark.
Must be a blogger.
YouTuber. Neo. Singer. Performer. Artist.
Neo. Don't know.
36. Here's one you might know. Barry Pinklips.
No, he must be a Viner, right?
Well, he's a she, and she's 15, and she's a YouTuber.
YouTuber, Viner. Yeah. Is that how we ever get any more these days for the birthdays?
I like to mix it up a little bit there, Mark.
Crimineys.
Levi
Strauss?
Levi Morales?
Is that any relation to S.I. Morales?
You're not going to believe this, Mark. Levi Morales is an 11-month-old YouTuber.
That, see, that, you're right.
See, now what that is, that's just somebody people. That's just somebody that's, what do they call them, when they're trending? You know, when they
right.
go a million.
His parents filmed a cute video.
Viral. That's what it is.
His parents filmed a cute video. And it went viral. And now he's listed as you say he's 11 months?
11 months old, yeah.
So we're celebrating his birthday every month now?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I don't understand how some of these things get in here. Anyhow, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's got to be 60.
Double nickels.
Oh.
Double nickels. She's 55
is that it,
today.
Huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Lindsey Vonn. Olympic skater or skier who was dated.
Ex-girlfriend of the husband, Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
28.
31. Chuck Berry.
He's 90 today.
89.
Well, I heard it was 90 on the radio.
Isn't
coming
that
in.
Something?
Yeah.
I get this from CelebrityStars.com.
No, they're wrong.
Bristol Palin. Wow, didn't she have a reality show?
She had two, I believe. Wasn't she also on Dancing with the Stars? And then she had two shows after that.
Anyhow, how old do you think she is?
I'd say 26.
Hey, here's somebody else. She's 25, by the way.
Yeah,
Erin Morin. Erin Morin. Joni from...
I'd say she's double nickels.
Double nickels right in the button.
There you go.
Double nickels. Sassy. Reality star Sassy, 25.
Sassy Frass.
Ditka, Mike Ditka, coach of the Bears.
Who has been missing.
I saw him on a commercial yesterday.
Oh, okay. How's he looking?
He looked good.
I'd say he's...
I'm surprised you haven't asked what the commercial was for. What do you think?
In a second, but let me just think about right here what his age is. I'd say he's 79.
76.
Very close.
Yeah,
very close.
76.
What was the commercial for?
It was for something like an arthritis medication.
And how did he look?
He looked pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
He looked pretty good.
I guess the ESPN just didn't renew his contract because he was probably too old.
Yeah. Last one on the list, Mark, is your friend and my friend who's been to several of our events.
Oh, great.
You may know her as, anyhow, Dawn Wills.
Oh, Marianne.
Marianne from from Gilligan's Island.
How old
Island.
Is she?
She is 77.
Huh.
She looks pretty good for being 3 years away from
me. She sure does.
Being 3 years
away
from me.
It amazes me how some people look so good. You don't watch the Dancing with the Stars, but this Mary McCormick, Marsha Brady.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Hey, well, last week they were doing this something. She was crying. They were talking about her cocaine, how she was like a major cocaine addict for 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyhow, last night I'm looking at her, I'm thinking, she's got the face of a 70-something-year-old. 70-something.
Well,
she's 62,
like
I think.
62?
But she's got the face of a woman who's in their 70s.
Well, it's got to be that hard drug life that she lived for.
I guess so, but boy.
What I saw last week when she was talking, she was hardcore. Hey, before we go too much further, Mark, this show today being brought to you by iBidForStorage.com. You know it. I know it. If you can't get out to attend those storage auctions, you don't have to. You can do it right from the comfort of your home.
Is that right?
Your home, wearing your pajamas.
Why should I go out there?
Yeah. Check them out at iBid4Storage.com for all your NR auction needs.
Well, I'm going to have to. I can go for some good auctions.
I'm telling you, Mark.
Let's auction. the phrase I coined in our episodes.
Right,
let's auction.
Right.
So
I'm thinking like got milk and I say let's auction.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
You were driving.
Yeah, I was driving.
I know, and I
I can still drive when I come up with these creative
thoughts. I'm just
thoughts.
Saying I remember. You were driving and I said let's auction.
Come on.
And you said I love it.
Come
said,
on.
Not surprised with you trying to steal all my my glory.
I'm not.
All my glory. So what's on tap here?
Well, let's see. We were a busy couple of weeks. Let's start with one of the a big thing we did in the Big Easy. You know, we went back there. It was 10 days ago. No, I guess it was actually about 12 days ago. We left for a trip to New Orleans, the Big Easy, Louisiana, as we were judging the 2017 Miss Louisiana USA and Teen USA pageant live from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Program?
Got the program right here. Always love that program.
I left mine
And
behind.
First off, man, I'd like to say congratulations. Well, first off, thank you for team. Thank you to Team Miles and excuse me. RPM Productions for putting on one heck of a show.
Paula, David, and Ryan
As
Miles.
As usual, wonderful show.
Fantastic
RPM Productions.
Family.
It was a great show, great parties, everything. So first off, I want to do a big thank you for them doing it the right way.
Yeah, and big shout out.
Then
they know how to treat their judges, that's for sure.
Indeed they do. I did want to congratulate the new Miss Louisiana 2017 USA, Bethany Trahan. And great thing about it is we met her right afterwards, and we met her father, her parents.
Yep.
And,
actually, we met her father before.
The crazy thing about it is he's a Storage Wars fan. So, you know, this guy had to come up there.
We met him the day before the pageant in the elevator.
Oh, the elevator. That's right.
He approached us.
And another congratulations to Haley Crosby.
Who's she, Mark?
She is the 2017 Miss Louisiana Teen USA.
That's Haley Crosby.
And, you know, this was a tough year to choose because there were a lot of beauties down there in the Bayou country.
You know, Mark, people always say, boy, that's got to be an easy job. You lucky bastards. It's a tough job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough job. There's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of fun involved, but it's especially when the competition is tough. Not to mention you got that interview process, which goes on for hours and hours.
Yep.
We actually spend time with each and every one of the contestants.
Yep.
Very time consuming, going over a lot of questions, finding out who they are, where they're going, what have you. Of course, everybody loves the bathing suit or swimsuit contest.
Which is, by the way, that's the last year of it. The new owners of the Miss Universe organization have discontinued the swimsuits.
Is that right?
And they're using activewear is going to be the new thing in 2017.
I'm not sure if I like that.
So this was the last year of the bathing suits, and in 2017 we will be seeing activewear, which I totally disagree with because being a fan of beauty pageants for 40 years now and being involved in the business since 2006, beauty pageants are just that. They're beauty.
Yeah.
And if you have a beautiful body, it's meant to be seen in a bathing suit or a bikini. You have to have a beautiful face, and that's fine. But the other major component of a beauty pageant is your beautiful body.
Figure.
And covering it up with active wear.
But, you know, a lot of people are against the two-piece bathing suit, and I kind of get that. Not everybody is a perfect fit for it. Plus, it intimidates the girls. Still make it a one-piece.
Yeah.
At least
there's
make
some
it a
very sexy one-pieces.
Yeah.
And to take it out and put active wear in there, you know, again, I...
So the new people come in. And what, that's the Willie Morris Agency, what are they called?
Yeah, WMG.
So they've been involved for a year, maybe 2 years, and they're already changing it?
Yeah, well, anybody...
Didn't they also buy the UFC?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got a lot of cash.
Wow.
Also, I'd like to congratulate Tim Tialdo, Master of Ceremonies for the evening. Again, another wonderful job, Tim. I mean,
and heartfelt sorrow condolences to he who just lost his
Titus. Yeah,
Titus. Just I think
his
they just put
Dane,
him down
cancer.
Yesterday after 7 years.
Which
so
is terrible. I mean,
I already passed along our condolences to him today.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Tim Tialdo doing a great show. Congratulations to our host Paul and David and Ryan Miles, state directors, owners, directors, co-directors. Of this beautiful pageant. They took us out there. They treated us out to a great time. I mean, the pageant itself was fantastic. It was in the brand new Jefferson Performing Arts Center, which was state-of-the-art facility, which was fantastic. It was a good show. It went fast. I liked that this year's theme was Bollywood.
Yeah.
And I love the entry. When they were all coming in, they did the bowing and the tunes.
And
were
they all
really
had
good.
Not the costumes, but the wardrobe.
Yeah, the Bollywood
their
costume
attire.
Got over here.
I think there were only a couple, that two or three that really didn't wear it.
Yeah. It was good seeing the whole team there, too. Morgan Batts, Anna Boyce. Dr. Don Campbell, who is the producer and stage director.
Did you, I know Batts just requested to be LinkedIn friends last
Henry
week.
Henry Batts,
did you, yeah. Did you?
Oh, I always do, yeah,
good,
of course.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
And Joe Stakos, always good seeing him there as well.
Boy, he mans a good bar.
Yeah, he does. He's a good bartender. Yeah, so, I mean, overall, the pageant was fantastic. But one of the great things about the pageant, when we go to these pageants, is visiting cities. So, naturally, we took in the town of New Orleans, which was, fantastic. We started off the first night there, Thursday night. We landed around 3:30, I believe.
Perfect timing. Smooth flight.
And, we were right there by the airport, so it didn't take us long to just get to the airport and freshen
up a
little
bit. It seemed like it took us longer to wait for that shuttle than the actual ride to the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is. It still wasn't that long, even if it was 15 minutes. Maybe it was 20.
Yeah.
But we're at the Hilton, right?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. It was a very nice place, too.
Yeah.
Lit up like Las Vegas in the lobby. That's for dang sure.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't even know we had stuff coming from...
I reached out to him 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yeah.
But anyhow, New Orleans, my first time. Matt's been there 15 years ago, but my first time there. So it was great because we had made arrangements with an associate to visit the International House Hotel.
Boutique Hotel.
Boutique Hotel, which is a Beaux-Arts style hotel.
And I've never even heard of it before our PR people arranged that for us.
And you know the thing about that too is I never heard of that the one that I thought was from the movie Hotel, the Hotel
Leonani.
I never heard of that one either.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot in this world, so there's a lot you're not going to know. But,
yeah.
You know, we had our contact set us up for this meeting with
the owner of the hotel.
Sean Cummings, who owns, who's a, and I guess he's a hotelier, a restaurateur.
You like that title.
I do. And so we met him there, and he gave us a great tour of the...
I like his business card.
The IH Hotel, or I should say it's the International House.
And look on the back of his business card, Mark, it says Loft.
Yeah, it's great, because he has those new lofts he's building down there in San in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But this hotel is a cool place because, oh, by the way, the website is ihhotel.com. It's a, the hotel itself was an ensemble of historic architecture, colorful characters, cheerful culture, and it's for hip, cool, trendy young folks. I felt at home, relaxed, comfortable. We met up with their spirit handler, Alan Walter, who is not just a mixologist.
I like
his
title.
He is a spirit handler, which is cool because, you know, New Orleans, Matt, is one of the most haunted cities in the nation.
Yeah.
And he's a mixologist.
Yeah.
So to have that title, spirit handler.
I like that.
How fitting.
Yeah, because it goes both ways. It goes for the spirits of the dead, and it also goes for spirits of your cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was
and that was a nice drink that he mixed us.
The Caribbean Milk Punch?
Yeah. We got that at Brandon's,
okay.
But it was, I forgot the name of it. It was a long name, but it was wonderful.
It was a wonderful drink. And I like how before we got the drink, we got like a sampling drink, which was,
I don't know what that was.
How was
often
that rum?
That? It was a rum thing,
okay.
Yeah. How often do you get a sampler drink from the bar?
It's,
you know,
creative.
It's not like when you're having dinner, you get the chef's supplies with something. This was different. Actually, this is the first time I think I've ever got a sampler drink at the bar.
Right.
A small little bar.
Yeah.
But very, very cozy.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Entertainment was coming on as we were leaving.
The building was built in 1906. It was originally opened up as a Louisiana Bank and Trust. And then back in the 1940s, after the bank went out of business, it became the nation's first, or maybe even the world's first, World Trade Center. Yeah, it was the first World Trade Center in the world.
Is that right?
So back in 1947 or 1943, the building, the International House, became the first World Trade Center. So this is a building, a structure that is filled with history, filled with a lot of memorable characters that have come through the doors. And we thank our host for the evening, Sean Cummings, for showing us a wonderful, wonderful evening.
And the hotel is at 221 Camp Street in New Orleans. And the website is ihhotel.com. So if you're in the Big Easy, if you get to New Orleans, check it out. If anything, just for a drink. And if not for a drink, walk on by, just check it out. It's a real, real cool
Sean Cummings
hotel.
In there. Tell him the Harris Brothers sent you.
Fantastic.
But again, that was great. But that was only the start of our evening.
That was the start of the evening, which went on to, from there we had that short walk. Actually, we got lost. It should have only been like a 5-minute
walk.
Sean,
you gave us the wrong instructions. We went the wrong way.
I'm not sure if he did, or maybe we just weren't listening to it. We weren't listening more because we actually passed by the street.
Gotcha.
It was trippy because the left-hand side of the street was a different name. To the right was Bourbon. But anyhow,
interesting.
We made our way over to Brennan's, the world-famous Brennan's. And on this particular night, I believe they were celebrating their 70th anniversary. So Paul Martin, the manager there, thank you for your accommodations, your invitation, and the wonderful meal that we had. And Mark, could you recall what exactly it was that we did have?
Mm. Well, we started off with a...
it was a lobster...
appetizer. It was just a tiny, like a, just a tiny piece of the lobster. But did we have salad before that? I think we had a salad.
We had
a delicious
salad,
salad
with it. But I believe it was the New Orleans barbecue lobster that we had.
Barbecue lobster?
It was Creole spiced lemon confit toasted Bellegarde baguette. Yeah, that's what we had. And we weren't planning on having that. I was planning on having the jambalaya, but one of our co-judges or somebody that we associate with
the pageant,
they suggested having that, which was fantastic. And actually, now I do know what we did have. I'm looking at the menu right now because it was an interesting name, something I didn't hear, I've never heard for, but they're known for there. It's the Poisson Blanche, which is a Brennan's original slow-baked Gulf fish. Butter, poached crab, oysters, and shrimp with fennel potato puree.
Wait a minute. You say that's what we had for our main entree?
Yeah.
Huh.
Remember we had that fish?
Yeah, it was a fish. But what's it called?
It's called Poisson.
Oh, yeah, okay, I guess so.
But they pronounce it with that French accent.
Right.
But it was fantastic getting a call here from Stanford, Connecticut. But
Stanford, Connecticut, isn't that where ESPN is based? No, that's Bristol.
Oh, Bristol.
Yeah. But anyhow, that was a fantastic entree. I was going to get something else.
The bread, too. We had bread at the start, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
With like that, that it was like, it wasn't like it was a butter. It was some sort of a...
It was like some kind of a...
Something else other than butter. A nice whip.
Yeah. Oh, shrimp and grits was what we were going to have.
Right. That was the original plan.
But the waiter really...
Said it was... Well, he said it was prepared unconventionally.
Yeah.
It
Gulf wasn't prevention. Yeah. Gulf shrimp bolognese, which is different right there. Creamy grit, agnolati, and Tuscan kale.
Gotcha.
So, but anyhow, that was fantastic. Service was impeccable. The decor of the restaurant was amazing. And for dessert, we had the...
Bananas Foster, which was, I think, created by Brennan's back in the 30s. 203, was that...
That's Connecticut, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, maybe that's a caller from the show. Oh, no, they'd be
no they would reading. Call here.
Yeah. But anyhow,
after the call comes in, I'm just going to text them back, man. I'm just going to say that we're doing the radio show.
But
right
now. Bananas Foster was not created at Brennan's, but it was created in New Orleans.
Oh, I thought Brennan's created
it. Really?
Yeah, Brennan's created.
But they created. They presented to us at the table, which was fantastic. I forgot what cocktail we. Oh, we had the.
That's when we had the
coconut. Oh no, what
no,
was it?
No, it was the Caribbean milk punch.
Yeah,
which tasted very much like. What did I say? Eggnog. It tastes like an eggnog with rum in it.
By the way, today's show is presented to you by iBidForStorage.com. Back to New Orleans and back to Bourbon Street, because that's where we headed right after we had our last cocktail and our wonderful dessert, the Bananas Foster, which was showcased for us at the table. It's like when they make guacamole for you at the table, but much better, especially when they lit it up and the flames were, man, sky high with those flames.
Yeah.
But from there, we went to Bourbon Street, where it was just crazy. This was a Thursday night, not a Friday night, not a Saturday night, not during Mardi Gras, not during Fat Tuesday, or not during the Super Bowl, just a regular Thursday in October, and the place was cranking. You know, New York, you could drink everywhere. There's bars all over. Las Vegas, you could walk down the street at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 a.m., drinking. These places, Las Vegas and New York, are absolutely fantastic. But when it comes to partying, when it comes to drinking, when you want it nonstop, like you're going out of your skull, man, there's no place like Bourbon Street. I mean, Bourbon Street is about a half a mile.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 blocks, maybe a little longer, nonstop bars. That's all there are. There must be 50 bars on this street. And very reasonably priced alcohol. Place is cool. It's happening. There's a couple of strip joints. There's voodoo places everywhere. All kind of bars, all kind of eateries. Just unbelievable. So if you ever get a chance, even if you don't get a chance, make a point to put on your bucket list. Get to the French Quarter. Get out there on Bourbon Street. Have a fantastic time. And that was a trip.
And
that was,
we're not even done with the trip yet. That was just the first night.
Yeah.
And the place, the weather was fantastic. As a matter of fact, that night when we're walking down Bourbon Street,
sweating.
It was hot.
I think it was like the humidity.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. And then, you know, the next day, naturally, we had a bright and early day with the interviews, which went on for hours because we had 100. How many girls were there again? There weren't that many. It was just like 75 or something, right?
Yeah, it was less than 80. It was like maybe 72.
So we did
70,
that.
I think, 70.
So we did that. Oh, that was Saturday morning. Friday morning, we still had time because it didn't start until later. So Friday morning, we headed back down to the French Quarter to have
beignets. Café Dumont,
which had a huge line, but it was moving.
Quick.
Constantly.
Yeah, real quick.
Constantly.
Yeah, and it was hot. It was early, and it was already sweating.
How about that?
And like you said, the line was long, and we got a spot. I know you want to sit inside.
Always inside.
We got a spot outside, because I wanted to check out the people.
Talking about the inside and the outside, just a quick thing. I was at Fleming's Steakhouse in Pasadena the other day. They just opened up a week ago. Never been there before. They had beautiful patio outside dining overlooking Colorado Boulevard and open in the bar. So Stacy said, where do you want to sit? And I said, well, it's a great night to sit outside. However, when I'm going to a restaurant for the first time, I like to be inside. I want to get the whole ambiance. So we were inside.
But, you know, we were
the same thing here for
Café Dumont. But there wasn't a lot of ambiance in this place, Mark. You know that.
Sure it was.
I mean, it was pretty vanilla. It was
I still like to do that, though.
But anyhow, we sat in the sun.
We had three beignets with a hot, scalding cup of coffee.
Yeah, while we were cooking in the sun.
Yeah.
Then
so
we took.
I didn't get to enjoy it as much because we were in the sun, having a hot, boiling cup of coffee on a hot day. So it was tough to really get it all in right there. But it was great because then we went to the gift shop afterwards. And, of course, you know, one of the many things that New Orleans is famous for, Matt, is their pralines.
Oh, yeah. I like them, but they're sweet. They're sweet.
Well, yeah, they are.
A little too sweet.
Sweet pralines.
Yep.
So, you know, I had to bring a couple back home, and boy, they're expensive. $3.50 for one of these little pralines.
I still haven't eaten mine from last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's good stuff, and one of the many things that they're famous for. Another thing that one of the many things they're famous for in New Orleans, Matt, do you know what that is? The po' boys. The po' boys, which is basically a sandwich with anything you put in it.
Yeah.
It could be sausage. It could be shrimp.
Yeah.
It could be lobster.
Vegetarian even.
Yeah.
It's called po' boy because you just get two hunks of bread.
And you put whatever you can together.
Yeah. But they have to be, it's got to be not sliced. It's got to be a roll.
That's so it was created back in the 20s, I guess, and it was just for the people in the Depression who couldn't afford anything except bread.
Yeah.
And they'd throw anything in there and be a po' boy sandwich.
Yeah,
so we went to Johnny's since 1950.
And Johnny's was an easy choice for us, Mark. We did some research.
Yeah.
We asked a lot of people. Yeah. I think we made the right choice, though.
Yeah.
But it was delicious.
As a matter of fact, Matt, the sandwich was big. We could have split one.
We could have.
But
we had sausage. What was it? Was it sausage?
It was the sausage. Italian sausage.
The following day, for lunch, during pageant duties, they ordered a plethora of
frames. Po' boys.
Yeah, so I was very bold and exploring. I tried the alligator po' boy, which I loved. Mm. I loved it. And then which one did you have that day?
Oh, you mean at the I had the shrimp.
I had the shrimp too. But yeah, so we had the po' boy. What was the name of the restaurant again? It was Johnny's.
Johnny's, the one we went to. Yeah. It was Johnny's po' boy.
Small
since
place.
1950.
Again, moved quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
old. Dilapidated, but these are the best places you find. They've been there forever and ever. So it was packed.
Matt, my mouth is watering.
Ain't that the truth?
How about the dinner that we had prior to
the judge's pageant? Dinner? You're saying the judge's dinner?
Impas-
the second night or the first night?
The second night.
Yeah.
Impastatos.
Joe Impastato. He's the restaurateur. He used to be one of the executive chefs at one of the restaurants in the French Quarter for many, many years. And then after 20 years or so in the French Quarter, being somebody else's chef, he decided to start his own restaurant, which is when he went and opened Impastatos.
Surprisingly, it was outside the French Quarter. It was 20 minutes from the French Quarter.
Off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 504-455-1545. If you're in New Orleans, please check it out.
And they had a wall of fame there, celebrities, sports figures, smothered the walls. And you know they already have an 8x10 of the Kings of Swag on their way, Mark.
And it was
a perfect spot.
Directly back of the table we were sitting in, right?
Right.
And that's impastatos.com, impastos.com.
How about that meal?
Veal parmesan.
All the meal was good. The whole thing.
Well, the whole thing. Before your entree comes, they bring you like a sampling of fettuccine Alfredo and spaghetti.
Yeah.
And
fantastic.
Just a little plate.
So that was a fantastic
meal. First, they bring the bread, which was great. They had rolls, which I like the rolls.
Yeah.
Then they bring the sampling
Didn't we have a salad too?
Yeah. After the pasta and the Alfredo.
And the pasta was split. There was fettuccine on one side of the plate, and then there was spaghetti.
We got the salad, and then here comes our entree.
Veal parmesan.
Veal parmesan. Fantastic.
May have been the best I've ever had.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
And then after that, they brought the dessert. The ice cream with caramel sauce.
It's parfait.
Parfait.
Yep.
Parfait?
Yep. They were parfaits. That's what they were called.
It was parfaits. Vanilla ice cream.
It was a parfait. It was frozen. Had the ice cream. Had the cream. They delivered it. Mark, as they delivered it, they asked, "Did you want a parfait?"
Yeah, it was vanilla ice cream, though.
But they called them parfaits. It was more than vanilla ice cream. It had shaved almonds in there.
Right, they had
whipped
almonds.
Cream, and it was in a frosted glass.
Right.
That's what they called it, Mark.
All right, they called it that, but inside it was vanilla ice cream, which was fantastic.
And shaved almonds, whipped cream, and something else on there as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But
great way to top your palate after a delicious
meal. And the night before. Boy, this entire show could be dedicated to just, well, actually, I think it was originally supposed to be, but because of other things that have popped up since our trip,
we'll move on to the next chapter.
Or the Acme, just real quick, Oyster House the night before.
Sure.
Fantastic shrimp. What were those oysters called, Mark? They were fried,
oh,
right?
Oh, gosh.
Were they fried?
No, I think they were called barbecued. They were called barbecued oysters.
Or grilled?
But barbecued oysters, and they had, was that Parmesan cheese that
Parmesan.
Was in there?
Yeah.
Parmesan cheese on there. Melted Parmesan cheese.
I think it had
cheese.
Some fancy name to it, though.
Oh,
but anyway, fantastic,
gosh,
fantastic
was that
trip.
Stuff good.
Congratulations to the two girls. Another wonderful trip.
Bethany Trahan and Haley Crosby, you girls were fantastic. It was great meeting you, and congratulations on the next 12 months.
And a big shout-out to the Miles family once again. Mark, you getting any shout-outs for any of our upcoming bands?
No, I don't. Up? I don't have shout-outs right now.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, how about, let's do this. How about a big shout-out? Big shout-out to the Dodgers for not only winning the divisional series last week,
which we were at. That
away, we had the opportunity to go to the game, which was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful Southern California afternoon.
You know, I don't know about you. My preference has always been and always will be a day game for the for baseball. Mm. I've never been a nighttime person. I don't like the night games. Mm-hmm. I love the day games.
I never gave that much thought. I mean, I like them both equally. I'm not quite sure if I like one
better
than the other.
I've always loved the
day game. Then what are your thoughts on a 5 o'clock game where you get stuck at 7:30, like tonight, the 5 o'clock game?
Well, that way you get the best of both worlds.
So you like a 5 o'clock game then?
5 o'clock game is good because you get the best of both.
Yeah. You get a 1 o'clock game, you don't get the evening. You get an evening game, you don't get the day.
I just don't like an evening game.
Yeah, so 5 o'clock game tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. Fantastic. So big shout-out. Like you said, Mark, we went to the game. Clayton Kershaw was pitching, almost lost it, but ended up winning. Fantastic game. Shout-out to them. Then they go to Chicago on short notice, only 2 days, play a very tough game. We lost. However, I expected to lose that game.
How would we not have lost?
Yeah, didn't expect to win whatsoever.
They were rested for at least a week, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they actually, in the eighth inning, they tied it up. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays and Cleveland Indians for participating in the American
League
Championship
Series. Looks like the Indians are
going to
take it.
So big shout out to them. And then on the mound tonight, I'm not quite sure who's on the mound tonight for the Dodgers, but that's a 5 o'clock game that I cannot wait for.
Yeah, should be good.
Tickets, you can still get them for $80 as an hour ago.
Amazing. You got to love StubHub.
You got to love StubHub.
That's a free pitch.
They're already selling tickets, Mark, on StubHub for the World Series if they get there. $543.
That's StubHub, huh?
Yeah.
$543. Gosh, that's crazy. I really wanted to go.
I saw a picture somebody posted on Facebook yesterday for World Series tickets, and they're priced at $300. So is that just a $250 markup, or are there $500 tickets available?
I think they're marking up now, but naturally, as you get closer, the tickets will still be they're definitely going to go down.
Which, by the way, speaking of World Series tickets, back in 1988, the last time the Dodgers were here,
$40.
The last time they won, 45, I think. But
thank you, Rico Nasi, for getting those tickets for us.
45, but that was 28 years ago.
Yeah, we just celebrated the 28th anniversary of us being at that game a few days ago.
So, wow.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah.
Go Dodgers. Play like if your life depended on it tonight. And let's just do what you've been doing. Win, baby. Just win.
Just win, baby.
Yeah.
Just
so it's hard to believe that we're 3 games away from being in the World Series again.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just a great feeling.
I think
it's destiny.
I really think they win tonight. I can't see them winning tomorrow, but by any chance, if they did win tonight, tomorrow, and could you imagine Kershaw closing it out on Thursday?
Wow.
That would be...
Well, you know what? The Cubs were swept last year by the Mets.
Yeah.
So, you know,
what I'm telling you, and I really think here's the deal. Even if this goes 7 games, I think because of that damn curse, I don't think the Cubs are going to win.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I think the curse is real.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah. I think it's legit.
Yeah.
I think, you know... And plus the Dodgers are playing really, really good, and it's Vin Scully's last year. We're home for 3 days. I just, like I said, even if it goes 7 games, I think because of the damn curse, they're cursed.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a good chance for that.
I mean, it's $50 for parking 3 days, 5 blocks away at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, heard that.
The last time I was there, I don't remember a whole heck of a lot of lots in the first place around
there. I think people are charging the park on their front lawn.
Yeah.
Because everybody takes the train.
Yeah.
It's the E train, I think. But it takes the drop shop right there.
And if we're playing the Cleveland Indians, that'll be a little tough. If we could get past
the
Washington
the
Nationals, the Cubs, then the American League, then it should just be destiny. Right. However, on the other side of that coin, wouldn't it be fitting after the Cleveland Cavaliers won?
I was saying the same thing last night.
That the Cleveland Indians would win.
Yeah.
Have not been to the World Series or have not won since 48.
Right. It's destiny for them, too. It's destiny for the Cubs. It's destiny for all of us.
Except for the Blue Jays.
But I really think it's destiny for the Harris family, and I'll tell you why.
Blake
has been a Dodger fan for 15 years of his life, 15 of his 20 years, and they have never gotten this far before. And he's the biggest
2 years
fan.
Ago they were here.
He's the biggest fan that's out there. Blake is now in Arizona at school, so therefore he's not here. He'd be at tonight's game. He'd be at tomorrow night's game. He'd be at Thursday night's game. He would have been at all last week's games. He is not, and I think it's just destiny that he's not here. That's why they're going to go all the way. But I think if they make it to the World Series, like in Jurassic Park, they find a way. And I think Blake will find a way to make it back here to attend at least one of the World Series
games. At least, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'd be willing to pay three. I'd be willing to pay
three. He will find a way.
But also, on another note, I've been back in the Dodgers forever and ever as well. However, after last season, the third year in a row, getting to the playoffs like they did and not losing, I says, that's it. After they got rid of Greinke last year, I said, that's it. They're not going to make it this close. So I made a wager on the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series.
Wow.
So
how much did you bet?
I bet $25 to win $200.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I wish it was more, though. I wish I would have bet 50, or I wish the 20 was
but
worth
But nobody bets 50 on a year or six months down the road for a bet like that.
But anyhow, I remember we did that before the season started.
Good
so
luck
we'll see
to the Dodgers.
Goes.
And I heard that they're selling Chicago dogs at the game tonight.
Yeah, Chicago dogs. And you know what I heard?
And Chicago burgers. I don't know what that is.
And you know as well as I do, we've been to Dodger games with Cubs fans. There's a lot of Cubs fans in town.
A lot of Cubs fans, yeah.
Yeah. So on the radio today, they're saying, what do you think the percentage of Cubs fan would be in the crowd tonight?
20%.
20%? Somebody said 40, and somebody said no more than 15.
I'd say 20 is fitting.
Yeah, because a lot of people are season ticket holders.
Yep.
You know, Cubs fans come to one game or two games or whatever, but a lot of these tickets are by season ticket holders. So I think it's going to be a little more challenging for a lot of the Cubs fans to get those tickets. So either way, good luck. Congratulations for getting this far. And let's see what the next three games bring us. Tomorrow night, I think we're going to miss the game because we're going to a presidential thing. Right?
Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, he is running for president. You know, he's your third choice. You know, if you don't like the other two, he's always an option. And he's holding a rally. Debates party meeting tomorrow night at Hollywood, and we have been invited to meet the presidential candidate. So we may be going at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Hollywood, and it makes a good picture, and it makes a good conversation.
Makes a good picture. We'll go say hello,
take some pictures, do some social media.
Sure, we either get home to watch the Dodger game,
or get to Dodger Stadium to watch the game. So it all depends. We're you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But
how did Birth of the Nation do this weekend? One of our judges that we judged with last week was one of the producers, wasn't he, Mark?
He was one of the co-producers, and Ike Waldhaus.
So big shout out to Ike, and big shout out to Birth of the Nation. Last weekend it opened up, I think, to $8 million.
Yeah, it was a 2.3, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, it dipped. I figured it would dip.
Well, of course, but it's getting a lot of negative press.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anything about it since it came out.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to do. That's not going to go their way,
right,
unfortunately. But still looking forward to seeing it. I know you saw a movie this weekend that I'm planning on seeing this weekend.
The Girl on the Train.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. I didn't read the book, but I was thinking while I'm watching the movie, who could write the book about this? I hate when movies go back 4 months earlier, 3 weeks ago, today, 6 months ago, back and forth. The movie wasn't what I expected. It was okay the last 10 minutes, I guess.
I guess you would have had to read the book because Carrie and I are going to see it and say she absolutely loved the book and looking forward to seeing the movie. So,
Good luck with that one.
I'll accompany her to...
I like a good murder mystery, which is... I thought it was going to be more like Gone Girl, the Ben Affleck vehicle from a few years ago, but, you know... I expected more out of the Girl on the Train.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, during the movie, I asked Stacey, was this the lady on the train or the woman on the train? And actually,
it was the girl on the train because I mentioned that as we were driving to
right,
our last event.
But anyhow.
Hey, this past weekend, I had the pleasure of attending Desert Trip. So I was tripping. I wish I could have been tripping for the entire 3 days, but only really several reasons. At 250. Well, you know what, Mark? Our tickets were 250 for the 1 day. Could have gone for 250 for the whole 3 days. But you know what made it? But lodging, so expensive. Every place was sold out months in advance, $800, $900 a night, which makes it almost...
Wow.
A concert like I've never been before to see. I mean, you go to these concerts where there's 8-10 bands playing in big venues, Rose Bowl, Coliseum, wherever. This was on 500 acres spread all across the place, and they worked it out. These guys were professionals. Whatever the ticket was, they made it more than a concert experience. Man, they had gardens there. They had benches all throughout. They had merchandise. They had stores. They had charging stations. They had a plethora of restaurant choices all over. Was not congested. Even if you got to the pit, like where the general admission was, they had dividers where you wouldn't have like 1,000 people that you're like glued to. Spread out, cool breezes, fantastic. I mean, like I said,
what time did the concert start?
Concert started at 6:50 for the first band, and then there was an hour difference between Bob Dylan, hour and 15 minutes between Bob Dylan and the Stones, and that was because...
That's a long time.
It is, but you know what? They wanted to make sure you had time to enjoy. Like I said, it was a scene. I mean, they had other little music acts, little areas to relax where they had like music playing, huge bars with big lounge chairs. Everything was so spread out, it was just not a crowd scene at all. Ferris wheel, like I said, a whole plethora of restaurant it's all over the place. Real cool bars that they brought in. They even had lockers that they were renting that you could
put just like
like at Disneyland. The screens were absolutely huge that they put up, so no matter how far back you were, you could see it. But it was not just a concert; it was a concert experience. And I've seen everybody, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, and I've been everywhere to see concerts, but nothing at all like this. So the desert trip, for those of you who are able to go for all three days and could afford spending anywhere from $400 to $1,200 a night.
Wow.
Bravo. And there was a lot of people that did that. But anyhow, kudos, desert trip. Hey, Rolling Stones, The Who, and Roger Waters each walked away with $20 million.
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. For performing.
They each walked, so there was $60 million just between them.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the action, whatever, they must have laid out at least $100 million.
Yeah. And still, after all that said and done, AEG still walked away with $60 million profit.
So I mean, hard to believe.
That's not huge, but $60 million, after all said and done, that's crazy numbers.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But anyhow, Desert Trip, rock on.
Wow.
Rock on. So... in addition to that, we attended another event this weekend, Mark. Arts for Peace.
Yes, the Arts for Peace Awards in Beverly Hills. It was Uniting Universal Artists for Peace. Arts for Peace Awards, Beverly Hills. We are all humans until race discriminated us, religion separated us, politics divided us, wealth classified us, arts and wisdom brings us together. So this was a great event put on together by Aruni, which was held at the historic Saban Theater in Wilshire Boulevard on Sunday evening.
Yeah,
First time we've ever been there and attended this thing. And this was, I guess it holds about 2,000 people. And I would say it's safe to say that there were probably close to 2,000 people in attendance Sunday night.
Yep.
And they had a beauty show. It was the Asia Pacific beauty pageant. They had the Larry King movie. I forgot what the name of it was. Do you remember what the name of it was?
Peace for Profit.
Okay, Peace for Profit. Right. Oh, that's good, yeah. And then they had the award show was going on, the national anthem, candle ceremony.
Now, I've never been to an indoor event for theater, concert, or whatever, that they played the national anthem where you stood up.
Yeah, but yet our co-associates involved in the show all said that they have.
Yeah.
So, I guess there has been.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
But they had, I must say, I think you agree with me, there was an eclectic group of people in attendance at this event.
Man.
To say the least.
A friend of ours showed up, Mark, before the show started, and he said it looked like a scene out of Hollywood Boulevard with the mishmash of people there.
There was an accordion player there from Palermo's Italian Restaurant.
Where, by the way, our photo is on the wall.
Right. It's on the wall in the back there by in the back of Palermo's. But the accordion player, Anthony, I guess.
Cruising around.
Doing his accordion. You know, one thing, I was surprised there wasn't a juggler somewhere around. You know, it's a...
Speaking of that, Mark, as I got off the freeway
I saw him, the guy juggling the panhandle.
You're right. I mean, if you're going to put an accordion player and you're going to have people selling jewelry...
Yeah.
I mean, this was a black tie.
There was a silent auction.
This was a black tie event.
There was people selling jewelry. There was the accordion player. There was a singer that was there.
There was a photo booth type thing.
A photo booth.
Like a carnival type atmosphere type thing.
You know, they had a huge media wall. I don't know who the media was there that was there at this thing. None of these people looked familiar. I mean,
there was a high concentration of people surrounding that media wall, though. Yeah. We couldn't even get close.
You know, there was royalty from Africa. There was Prince Mario Lipig that was there. Ajay Mehta. We had soap star
Kate Linder
was there. Realtor to the Stars,
Alistair Digby
was there. Marty Fowler, San Diego socialite Marty Fowler. This was just a
hobnob mishmash of
everything. People were dressed in jeans and T-shirts to black ties. So.
People dressed like Charlie Chaplin.
Right, Charlie Chaplin, suit and tie, black tie,
jeans,
hot pants,
turbans.
Turbans, right. I mean,
an ensemble of
cowboy hats.
So great cause. The cause, 85% of the revenue was going to
the Beverly Hills Arts Academy, I believe.
Yeah, hopefully they did well with
hopefully
that.
Hopefully they got the share of it.
Because there was a lot of people there.
A lot of people.
Yeah, and who won the beauty pageant? And again, the Arts for Peace Award, it was a variety show. It was a award show. It was a beauty pageant.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. It was like a variety show. It was like the Ed Sullivan Show from the 60s or a variety show from the late 60s or 70s.
Yeah,
we had a variety of things happening. So that that took place for us on Sunday.
16th, yeah. We had to take off a little early because we did not want to miss the entire Dodger game that night. So we had to cut out a little early because we did want to see the Dodger game, and we saw that and we won, which was a great great ending of the evening. So congratulations to the whole team at the Arts for Peace Award, the first annual. So I would assume that based on the success, this will return in year two next year. So there we go. Thanks again for having us involved with this this phenomenal event.
We're going straight from arts to peace to clown sightings, Mark.
I saw one in Santa Clarita.
Yeah,
they had one in Santa Clarita, Holmes.
When I first heard this a couple weeks ago, I immediately said it's going to become a global epidemic. And now there have been clown sightings in Belgium and Sweden, and we've had a shooting in Santa Clarita. This is getting out of control.
Shooting in Santa Clarita. Was that a shooting by a clown?
Yeah. Well, actually, somebody saw a clown, Mark. The clown didn't do the shooting. It was somebody who felt, I guess, threatened by the clown. So he shot in the air to scare off the clown. I'm not sure if you could scare clowns. They're kind of creepy.
They're unscareable. Yeah. Great. Fantastic. Well, but, I mean, everybody keep alert on watch the clowns, killer clowns from outer space and so forth and what have you.
And that was a creepy movie. So. Dean Wormer got killed in that.
Yeah, he got it real good. But go Dodgers. Let's see. Rams, I guess, are on a losing streak now. We're cooked.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're cooked. I mean, they're still 3-3. I figured they're going to win 8 games this year and squeak into the playoffs. So they're only 5
they're
away from that.
They're off to London on Sunday, I guess, or Saturday.
But, I mean, they got blown away in the first game, but that was just a fluke because the 49ers are the worst team. So we're 3-3. We need 5 to potentially squeak into the playoffs. And I think they could do it. They barely lost. I know a loss is a loss, whether it's 1 point or it's 28 points, whether it's you losing all the game or you lose in the last minute, but they could have won that game the other day. So we got to get to a game, and I'm thinking we got to see the Falcons in December.
Dang.
And Auto Show's coming up.
Yeah, next week or next month.
Next month.
Say.
I already talked to Jonas today. He wants to. He's definitely on.
Oh, good. Yeah, we got our annual trip to the Los Angeles Auto Show. I'll make sure I get us some press credentials again for that as well.
Big shout out for the Bay the series. The new season is getting ready to start.
The Emmy Award winning Bay series
back to back years.
Yeah,
and I think this Friday, next week, the 27th, I think, is when they start filming the new season. So happy to be attached to that. I think we're going to have a walk on part. Yeah.
I love a walk-on.
That's all we want. Harris Brothers don't need a line to say because
we'll mess it up. We're not actors.
It ain't going to work with us.
We're not actors.
Yeah, so big shout-out to the Bay this year. The Emmy Award-winning back-to-back years. And they just saw they're going to be on the Amazon.
Amazon Network.
Amazon Channel, yeah. So I don't know how that happens, how you get on. But
We got the Breeders' Cup coming in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that at Santa Anita. You and I are attending as press. We've got media credentials and so forth. So we've got a Breeders' Cup brunch to attend. I think it's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Where is that, though, by the way?
I have to look into it. I'll get back to you. But that's coming up in a couple weeks. And then we've got the Breeders' Cup.
Not that it matters where it's at. It's all good with me.
Breeders' Cup on Friday and Saturday, which is great. It's taking place the same week as reality TV
show. Tough ticket
show.
From what I hear, pal.
What's
tough
that?
Ticket. Tough ticket.
The reality show TV awards in Hollywood at the historic Avalon Theater. We are producing the official backstage celebrity gifting suite, which is taking place, I think, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Three weeks from tomorrow.
3 weeks from tomorrow. And 3 weeks from today is the election.
And I think we've got two spots open for the...
Two spots open. If you want to get a hold of the... participate in this exciting... I mean, we've got... You've all seen The Bachelor. You've seen The Survivor, Amazing Race, The Kardashians, The Vanderpumps. They're all going to be there, kids. I mean, this is the biggest event in reality show throughout the year. It's like the Oscars, except for reality show.
Yeah.
So if you're in reality... I know where you're going to be on November 2nd, 2016.
Are they going to be streaming it?
You're going to be at the historic Avalon Theater on Vine Street, right off of Hollywood and Vine, with the Harris Brothers.
Across the street from Capitol Records.
Right, the historic Capitol Records, right next to the historic, Redbury Hotel, which is right over there, right across from the Katsuya.
You know, we were told that Ross...
Matthews. Maybe
I sent
host.
Him a direct tweet yesterday asking him. He didn't get back to me.
Excellent. Well, he's too big to get direct back to you. You know, but this is going to be great. This is in a couple weeks, and a week later that we're producing the official gift bags for the 30th annual Israeli Film Festival, and we will be attending that event.
Sounds like we're busy.
Place at the Beverly Wilshire.
It's the Beverly Hilton, Mark.
No, it's the Beverly Wilshire. Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills.
Wow.
So that's the official event. We're going to be there in a couple weeks. So I mean, we have got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we're hosting the Reality TV Awards. We're going to be attending the 30th annual
Israeli Film Festival. We're going to the Breeders' Cup in a couple weeks.
If you're a fan of Storage Wars, Mark, we're on next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, our very first episode. May the Vaults be with you. This is where the Harris Brothers are introduced for the first time as appraisers. We appraise the Star Wars jacket.
Yep.
So that is going to be on Tuesday, or on October 22nd at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So check your listings for Storage Wars on A&E on the 22nd.
It's next Tuesday, so it's the 24th, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It's on October 22nd. That's the date it's on. So I don't know what day of the week it is.
That's on Saturday then.
Then it's on Saturday, the 22nd. So that should be some great viewing. So if you're anywhere near TV on the 22nd, watch it, because this is where you first see the Harris Brothers, their very first appearance in Storage Wars.
Yep.
So that's fun stuff. We're always looking for new brands, new partners, new services to partner with, because we're doing all these exciting events throughout the year. So you can visit our website at wildcreationsmedia.com. If you have any questions, concerns, problems, issues, you want to partner with us, you want to request any type of 8x10 glossy t-shirts from our server, send us an email, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If you want to just say hello, how you doing? WowCreationsMedia@yahoo.com. We're also always looking for new friends on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WowCreations. How about Twitter? We tweet. You tweet. We all tweet.
Did you say MySpace, Mark?
That's Wow.
Instagram.
That's twitter.com/WowHollywood. We're also professionals, and so we do professionally things on LinkedIn. So if you've got, if you're one of these uppity, snotty nose guys that are all into just LinkedIn only, go to LinkedIn.com/WowCreations. We're also on MySpace. We're also on Snapchat.
I think we're on Flickr.
We're across the board. We're everywhere.
Are we in Vine?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Fantastic.
So a lot of stuff is going on with Wild Creations, the Harris Brothers. So stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay in touch. As Pitbull says, which he was on one of the guest hosts of or guest judges last night on Dancing with the Stars. He's fantastic as a judge. Every day above ground is a good day. So get out there. Eat something good. Drink something fun. Go Dodgers.
Drink something fun.
And later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.